describes to be the field of activity from its noah or the soul.
Krishna počinje ovo poglavlje sa pravljenjem razlikovanja između tijela kao poljem za djelovanje i poznavaoca polja djelovanja duše.
There will be many influences.
Dovodi tijelo u ovom materijalnom tijelu, dok je god dovodi duša u ovom materijalnom tijelu, bit će puno utjecaja na nju.
Everyone who has a body will experience hunger and tiredness.
Na primjer, svako ko ima tijelo će iskusiti glad i umor.
It will certainly also experience distresses of different kinds.
I dok god je duša u materijalnom tijelu, ona će iskušavati uznemirenja različitih vrsta.
Inconveniences or material miseries which are experienced both by the body and by the mind will certainly perceived as long as we are in material existence.
Te materijalne neprijatnosti ili mizerije koje možemo iskusiti sa tijelom ili sa umom su dio te materijalne egzistencije.
Not even when you are in Krishna consciousness you will experience that your body will not give you the pain and that you will not experience distress with your mind.
Čak i ako smo u svjesnosti Krišne, nije da mi nećemo osjetiti patnje od tijela ili uznemirenja uma.
Because the body and the mind are part of this material energy, they will always remain to some extent under the influence of matter.
Zato što su tijelo i um dio ove materijalne energije, oni će uvijek biti pod utjecajem materijalne energije.
That materially he cannot be happy in this material world.
Bhakta osoba koja shvaća da ne može biti srećna materijalno u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
However, his conclusion is not to become depressed.
A njegov zaključak međutim nije da postane depresivan.
The devotee is also someone who will with great determination find out the spiritual path.
Bhakta je također osoba koja će sa velikom odlučnošću pronaći duhovni put.
And by walking always on the spiritual path, he will avoid as much as possible material misery due to entanglement, and he will become spiritually fulfilled.
I hodajući na putu, duhovnom putu samospoznaje, on će uvijek izbjegavati prepreke i ispunjavat će se duhovnim zadovoljstvom tako da može nastaviti. Ovaj pas želi prošadam, glado je tamo. Tko zna što mu je?
No.
Misliš da se možeš pobrinuti o psu?
Or maybe nice maha water.
Fino maha water.
Whole concert. Village concert.
Selski koncert.
So a devotee will always try to find the spiritual path.
Bhakta će uvijek pokušavati naći duhovni put.
Just like now, we are sitting in the midst of the village and we are hearing the miseries going on. The dog is not satisfied, the cock is not satisfied. The old man and the old woman are quarreling, you know. But a devotee must try to find within this whole chaos the spiritual heart.
Baš kao sad u ovoj situaciji sjedimo tu usred sela i čujemo tu psa koji nije zadovoljan i kokoš koji nije zadovoljan, kokot i stari čovjek i žena nisu zadovoljni i moramo naći duhovno izlaz iz duhovni put. Bahta zna ako on nađe duhovni put, duhovno rješenje, onda će konfuzija materialne egzistencije nestati.
Fiasco and chaos, a devotee who is firmly finding out where does the spiritual path go, he will become happy.
Čak i u najvećem kaosu i fijasku, bhakta koji je čvrsto fiksiran da nađe duhovni put, duhovno rješenje, on će uvijek biti sretan.
That's all right. He thanked you for it long.
Yeah. So, anybody stand?
Seems to work. The dog and the cock is satisfied, isn't it?
Da, funkcionira. Kokot i pas se smirili. Zadovoljni.
So
the devotee within this world
does not expect to become materially happy, but he knows if he manages to find the spiritual path, then that is a chance to become spiritually happy.
Bhakta je svjestan da on u ovom materijalnom svijetu ne može pronaći nekakvu materijalnu sreću, materijalna super rješenja, nego zna da mora naći duhovni put i sa tim putem će biti spiritualno sretan.
So today we want to discuss a little bit where to find the spiritual path in this world and how to walk on it.
Danas ćemo diskutirati o tome kako naći duhovni put u ovom materijalnom svijetu i kako hodati, kročiti tim putem.
I think we as devotees of Krishna have often found out that as soon as we come away from this strict spiritual path, then there is great misery for us.
Mislim da smo mi kao bhakte svi imali realizacije što znači ako skrenemo malo sa duhovnog puta koliko mizerija dolazi, patnje.
However, we also found out if we manage to come back to the spiritual path, then our happiness starts in life.
Međutim, mi isto shvaćamo da ako sredimo da se opet vratimo na duhovni put, kako se sva sreća ponovo vraća.
So today we have many guests here. You are aspiring to progress on the path of bhakti yoga, and I think you will have a natural interest to know where is for you the spiritual path so that you can become happy even while you are in this miserable material existence.
Danas ovdje ima dosta aspiranta, aspirirajućih bhakta i bit će prirodno da će oni biti zainteresirani da saznaju gdje je taj duhovni put, kako se može kročiti duhovnim putom, da iako smo usred ove materijalne egzistencije nađemo duhovnu sreću i savršenstvo.
Now, in order to go on the spiritual path, you will find there is one qualification, and that is you must be willing endeavor.
U želji da napredujemo duhovnim putom, primjećujemo da postoji, da je nužna jedna kvalifikacija, a to je moramo biti entuzijazmi, moramo biti željni da idemo tim putem.
You cannot reach anything either materially or spiritually, without endeavoring to your best capacity.
Moramo znati da ne možemo postići ništa niti duhovno ni materijalno bez truda, bez truda u punom kapacitetu.
So therefore the first principle is you have to become enthusiastic.
Prvi princip da moramo postati entuzijastični.
Someone who is not enthusiastic on the spiritual path, it will be very difficult for him to reach any goal.
Nekome ko nije entuzijastičan na duhovnom putu, bit će vrlo teško da postigne bilo koji cilj.
It is described if the goddess of fortune or if fortune sees someone being enthusiastic, immediately there are all the blessings.
Objašnjeno da ako božica sreće ili sreća vidi da neko je jako entuzijastičan, odmah se tu blagoslovi dobrobit.
Have you ever noticed this in your life? When you find someone who's enthusiastic, everything seems to be easy for him.
Da li ste to kada primetili u svom životu, kada vidite nekoga ko je entuzijastičan, da mu se sve stvari lijepo dešavaju?
We have in Germany two kinds of theater groups.
Mi u Njemačkoj imamo dvije vrste grupe, kazališne grupe.
One is the profi group and the other the chaos group.
Jedna je profi grupa, profesionalna, a druga je kaotična.
But the chaotic group, there is one devotee who's just so enthusiastic. Whatever play he plays, it is somehow well received by the audience.
Ali to je kaotična grupa, ima jedan bakta koji je toliko entuzijastičan da kakvu god predstavu da izvode, publika je oduševljena.
He is really not an expert.
On nije u stvari veliki ekspert.
Our profi group is much more expert.
Naša profesionalna grupa je puno ekspertnija.
But still, whatever he does is becoming successful in the profi group, always something is wrong.
Usprkos tome, što god učini taj bakta, to je odlično, a u profesionalnoj grupi uvijek je nešto loše.
And the profi group cannot understand it.
I ta profesionalna grupa ne može shvatiti zašto.
Because they are much better.
Jer znaju da su puno bolji.
However, enthusiasm wins the race.
Ali, međutim, entuzijazam pobjeđuje trke.
Now, a profi group is also enthusiastic. But just this one person alone, he makes always a one-man theater. And he's just always so... it's coming out very nice.
Ta profesionalna grupa isto vrlo entuzijastična, ali ta jedna osoba iz te kaotične grupe čini sam one man teatar.
Or let us say on Sankirtan book distribution, if there's someone who's very enthusiastic, he's very successful.
Isto u Sankirtanu dijeljenju knjiga, ako je jedna osoba vrlo entuzijastična, on je isto uvijek uspješan.
There is someone might be a great orator, very learned in computer science and informatic. He's just not, it just doesn't come out so nice.
Dakle, s druge strane, neko može biti veliki govornik i veliki ekspert za kompjutere i informatiku, ali jednostavno ne može podijeliti.
So, enthusiasm, that's really the most important principle on the spiritual path.
Enthusiasm je u stvari najvažniji princip u duhovnom životu.
The next thing is you must endeavor with confidence.
Sljedeća stvar je da se moramo truditi sa povjerenjem.
In this life I'm going to become Krishna consciousness.
U ovom životu ja ću postati, moram postati svjestan Krishna.
Don't get depressed.
Nemojte biti depresivni.
Oh, I have so many disqualifications.
O, imam toliko puno diskvalifikacija.
I'm not even born in the family of devotees.
Nisam čak niti rođen u obitelji bhakta.
My father was a drunkard.
Moj otac je bio pijanica.
I will never make it.
Neću uspjeti nikad.
No, be confident.
Ne, budimo uvjereni.
Because Krishna has promised that anyone who engages in devotional service will be helped by him personally.
Da Krishna je obećao da svako ko se angažira u predano služenje, njemu će on osobno pomoći.
The third qualification is to be patient.
Treća kvalifikacija je treba biti strpljiv.
Sometimes Krishna's friends and devotees think they must be successful in one day.
Ponekad prijatelji Krishne i neke bhakte misle da treba biti uspješni u jednom danu.
Do you know how many lives, billions of lives you were forgetting Krishna?
Da li ste svjesni koliko mnogo biliona života ste bili u zaboravu na Krishnu?
Do you think that you will become self-realized in overnight?
Da li mislite da ćete postati samo spoznati preko noći?
You have to be a little patient.
Morate biti malo strpljivi.
Fourth is, fourth principle is, you have to know how to act according to the principles of spiritual freedom.
Četvrti princip, četvrti kvalifikacija, da moramo znati djelovati u skladu s principima duhovne slobode.
You have to know the proper way.
Moramo znati pravilan način.
If you do not know what to do and what not to do, how will you be able to become successful?
Ako ne znate šta je pravilno, šta se smije, šta se ne smije, kako mislite da ćete biti uspješni?
Fifth principle is, you have to give up the association of materialistic fools.
Peti princip je da trebamo odbaciti društvo materialističkih budala.
Sometimes you might find out the shocking news that your best friend is a materialistic fool.
Ponekad možete otkriti šokirajuću novost, a to je da je vaš najbolji prijatelj materialistička budala.
That sometimes happens.
To se ponekad desi.
For instance, my best friend Finney, when I found out that Finney was a materialistic fool, I just said to Vijandia.
Na primjer, ja sam imao najbolji prijatelj koji se zvao Philly i kad sam shvatio...
Finney was his name. Finney.
Yeah. I onda kad shvatio da je materialistička budala, onda sam rekao do viđenja.
Yes, because materialistic people will always try to drag you down on the materialistic platform. I think, Gopal, even in your school this is happening, isn't it?
Materialistički ljudi vas uvijek žele povući dole na materialistički put. Mislim, Gopal, vas to treba u školi dešava ponekad da je sisto.
So, in the school, of course, it is not possible to just give up the association. Then it would mean we don't go to school any longer. So that's not possible.
Naravno, ako idemo u školu, nije moguće da odbacimo potpunosti materialističko društvo. To bi značilo da više ne idemo u školu.
But when we are together with materialists, we should not allow that we come down on their platform, but we should either behave neutral towards them or elevate them to the platform of devotional service.
Ali kada se družimo sa materialistima, nikad ne smijemo dozvoliti da nas oni, da se spustimo na njihov nivo. Trebamo biti ili neutralni ili pokušati uzdići na spiritualni nivo.
And then finally we should learn to follow the good example of devotees.
I napokon trebamo se truditi da slijedimo dobar primjer bhakta.
It is described that a human being always looks for an example which he wants to follow.
Objašnjeno je da ljudsko biće uvijek gleda prema primjeru kojeg želi slijediti.
So let us find the positive example of a great devotee and follow this example.
Stoga hajde da nađemo pozitivan primjer nekog velikog bhakta i onda da slijedimo taj primjer.
You know, these young people always like to follow someone like Elvis Presley or Mick Jagger or Michael Jackson. Or Marilyn Monroe, you know, and so on and so forth. No, we should follow personalities who have actually attained spiritual life.
Mnogi ljudi često će slijediti i obožavaju osobe poput Elvis Presleya i ovi koji su nabrojali. Stvari trebamo slijediti osobe koje su postigle duhovni život.
So these are the six positive steps which will bring you out of Maya.
Dakle, to su šest pozitivnih stupnjeva stepenica koje će vas uzdignuti iznad Maje.
Now you also have to know what to avoid.
Također, sada trebamo znati što treba izbjegavati.
I feel that every one of us should make a little list, you know, what to do and what not to do, read it every day and then become fully Krishna conscious.
Mislim da bi svako od nas treba napisati dve liste. Jedno je napisati što treba raditi, a drugo što ne treba raditi. Svaki dan to čitati u sobi i onda ćemo postati svjesni Krišne.
Maybe our Bhakta Sasha, computer expert, can make such a list. You know, I think it would, and distribute it to the friends, it would, and to the devotees, it would help them very much.
Mislim da bi naš Bhakta Sasha, koji je stručnjak za kompjutere, može printati te liste i dati Bhaktama da čitaju.
So these are now the six rules, positive rules. Now, what not to do, the six negative rules.
Dakle, to su sad bili šest pozitivnih pravila, a sada dolaze šest negativnih pravila, što se ne smije raditi.
The first is, if you eat more than necessary.
Prvo je pravilo negativno da nije dobro jesti više nego što je neophodno.
That's sometimes difficult if one lives in the temple, because it's always so good.
To je ponekad teško za nekoga ko stalno živi u hramu, jer prašana je tako dobar.
But if you eat too much, you will have to sleep like a bear.
Ali ako puno častite, puno jedete, onda će treba spavati dugo, poput medvjeda.
Oh, the other rule is, don't collect more things than you require.
I drugo pravilo je, nemojte skupljati više stvari, više nego što vam je potrebno.
Usually people in the material world, you know, every, let me see, every month they have to throw away things.
Običajno ljudi u materijalnom svijetu prilike svaki mjesec odbacuju stvari.
In Germany they call this der Sperrmülltag. It's a day when everyone, all the Grihamedis, you know, just take out of their apartment the things which they don't need and they put them on the street.
U Njemačkoj postoji jedan dan koji se zove Sperrtag. kad sve stvari koje ne trebaju izbacuju van na ulicu.
And it's always so much.
I uvijek je toliko puno toga.
And so many good things are there.
I često je tako dobre stvari su tamo.
You can become a rich man just by going around this day collecting everything and selling it. That's actually some. Jetzt haben wir es.
To se dešava, stvari, neki ljudi idu okolo taj dan i skupljaju te vrijedne stvari i one poslije prodaju.
Chaitanya Chana is laughing because he's so poor. He's a poor grihastha and he needs a good business. So that really is a good business. No.
To je dobar business.
So you can also look in your own life. You will see all the things which are unnecessary accumulate.
Pogledajte svoj život, koliko imate stvari koje ste bespotrebno akumulirali.
Shirts,
majice,
or pants,
hlače,
or shoes,
cipele.
Or you know, just pieces of paper with notes.
Papire sa zapiškama gore.
Or if you are a friend of Lord Krishna, maybe records.
Ili ako ste prijatelji Krishna, onda imate puno ploča, kazeta.
Or toothbrushes.
Ili četkice za zube.
I mean, in this world, you always take on things which are more than you actually require.
U ovom antrenom svijetu vi uvijek skupite puno više stvari nego što su vam potrebne.
And now comes the second, so to say, principle which actually endangers your spiritual life. It is to over-endeavor for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain.
I to je sad druga stvar koja je vrlo opasna za duhovni život, a to je teški trud za postizanje nekih svjetovnih stvari koje je vrlo teško postići.
Sometimes people just work and work to, you know, get a car.
Nekad ljudi teško rade da bi kupili auto.
Or they just want to make a certain examina in their you know, in the school.
Ili žele neki veliki ispit položiti u školi.
So they go to medical schools, for instance, and they need to make certain tests.
Idu u medicinsku školu, recimo fakulteti, i trebaju veliki testove položiti.
And they just over endeavor for material things which are hard to attain. It's not necessary to attain them, but they become slaves of this concept.
Dakle, oni se previše trude da bi postigli nekakve teške ciljeve koje misle da je neophodno postići, a u stvari postaju robovi tog koncepta.
And the third principle which must be avoided if you want to find the spiritual path is talking about mundane things.
Treći princip koji trebamo izbjeći ako želimo uspješno biti na duhovnom putu, a to je brbljanje, pričanje o svjetovnim stvarima.
We have here an expert amongst us, but we won't tell the name. So, fourth principle is to practice the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement.
Četvrto je slijediti pravila i propise samo radi slijeđenja, a ne radi napredovanja svijesti Krišne.
These are, so to say, the spiritual bureaucrats or whatever.
To su takozvani duhovni birokrate.
You must this, do this.
Ti moraš ovo, moraš ono.
Don't do this.
Nema, to ne smiješ.
You should do this.
Ovo moraš napraviti.
You shouldn't do that.
Ovo nisi smio napraviti.
Until finally there are so many rules and regulations that you are in total stress.
Na kraju ima toliko puno pravila i propisa da ste vi totalno u stresu.
And you do not have any time to think of Krishna.
I nemate nijakog vremena da mislite o Krišni.
On the other hand, this belongs to the fourth principle. You should not actually go and do not follow scriptural rules.
Također, s druge strane, što pripada isto četvrtom principu, ne smijemo s druge strane izbjegavati te principe u potpunosti.
The fifth thing which must be avoided by someone who wants to find the spiritual path is to associate with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
Peti princip je također važan da za duhovni put je da izbjegavamo osobe koje imaju svjetovnu i materijalističku svjesnost.
And the sixth principle is to be greedy for material things.
Šesti princip je nepovoljan da budemo požudni za materijalnim stvarima.
I must have a new record player.
Moram imati novi.
New Walkman, I'm sorry. Walkman is a new word.
Ja moram imati novi Walkman.
Or new car or whatever.
Novi auto, što god.
So, let us summarize. There were six principles which were favorable to find the spiritual path. In six principles which were not favorable.
Da sumariziramo, postoje dakle šest principa koji su povoljni za duhovni život i šest principa koji su nepovoljni za duhovni život.
Thank you. Now, how does someone who is on the spiritual path conduct himself?
Sada, kako onaj koji je na duhovnom putu, kako se on ponaša?
This is what I want. What does he do with his body?
Što on čini sa svojim tijelom?
What does he do with his mind?
Što on čini sa svojim umom?
And what does he do with his words?
Što radi sa svojim riječima?
These are important questions which need to be answered.
To su važna pitanja koje se treba odgovoriti.
And first of all, with your body.
Prvo sa tijelom.
You have five material senses in the body.
Imamo pet čula u tijelu.
Seeing, hearing,
viđenje, slušanje,
tasting,
ukus.
Shriman Krishna Chaturbhugi!
Yay!
Hare Krishna.
these five material senses can be engaged in in the service of Krishna.
Tih pet čula se mogu angažirati u službi Krishne.
You can worship the Supreme Lord with the body.
Možete obožavati vrhovnog gospodina sa tijelom.
The brahmanas, the spiritual master,
brahmane duhovnog učitelja.
And you should practice cleanliness.
I trebate prakticirati čistoću.
Simplicity.
Jednostavnost.
Celibacy.
Celibat.
That's very important.
To je jako važno.
If someone on the spiritual path doesn't learn how to conserve his energy by celibacy, life becomes just so distressful.
Ako neko na duhovnom putu ne nauči kako može konzervirati svoju energiju pomoću celibata, onda život postaje jako uznemiravajući.
Remember, our body must help us. We are not meant to help our body. To serve our body. Our body must serve us. We are not meant to serve our bodies.
Imajte uvijek na umu da tijelo je namijenjeno da pomogne nama, da služi nas, ne da mi služimo tijelo.
Sometimes a person on the spiritual path also practices some preliminary rules to keep the body fit.
Ponekad osoba na duhovnom putu vježba neke preliminarne pravila da se održi u dobrom stanju.
Like we were speaking about general rules of cleanliness.
Kako smo govorili o generalnom pravilu čistoće.
Or he may if he is he may do some yoga practices.
Može raditi neku yoga praksu.
So this is for the body.
To je za tijelo.
Now the next division is what do we do on the spiritual path with our mind?
Sljedeća podjela je što učiniti na duhovnom putu sa umom.
Most important, we have to learn to make this rascal our friend.
Prva i najvažnija stvar je učiniti tog raskala našim prijateljem.
We have to put Krishna in the mind.
Trebamo staviti Krishnu u um.
When Krishna is in our mind, Maya cannot enter.
Kada je Krishna u našem umu, Maya ne može ući.
It is just like Krishna is just like light.
Krishna je baš poput svjetla.
When you have light, the darkness cannot enter.
Kada imate svjetla, onda mrak tama ne može ući.
But if you have darkness, the light can easily put away all the darkness.
Kada imate mrak, tamo onda svjetlo lako može otjerati mrak.
You can have a very dark room and you take a match and the darkness is gone.
Možete imati vrlo mračnu sobu. Kad upalite šibicu, ona ima svjetlo.
Šibicu, yes. But you cannot take a matchbox full with darkness and then just open it and then make the whole room dark.
Ali ne možete uzeti kutiju šibica punu mraka i zamračiti sobu svjetlo sa tim.
Doesn't work.
To ne funkcionira.
So Krishna takes care of all the Maya, but Maya cannot take care, cannot chase away Krishna.
So Krishna se pobrine za cijelu Maju, ali Maya ne može otjerati Krishna.
So therefore, if you want to have a happy Krishna conscious life, you must be able to think of Krishna always.
Stoga ako želite imati sretan život, svjestan Krishne, onda morate biti svjesni Krishne uvijek.
And this you do by shravanam, by hearing about Krishna or reading.
To činite sa shravanam i slušanjem o Krishni ili čitanjem o Krishni.
And kirtanam.
I kirtanam.
Chanting about Krishna.
Pjevanje o Krishni.
Then smaranam, that is the remembrance of Krishna, is a natural fact.
I onda je smaranam ili sjećanje na Krišnu prirodni efekt.
Sometimes I'm getting letters. Oh, Sajjinana Swami, I'm so much in Maya, my life is dark.
Često dobijam pisma kojim piše Sajjinana Swami, ja sam toliko u Maji, moj život je mrak.
And I can always answer the same thing. Are you chanting enough? Are you reading enough? So simple.
Yeah,
because once you put the light of Krishna consciousness in your mind, the darkness of Maya goes.
Ja uvijek odgovaram da li dovoljno mantraš, da li dovoljno čitaš, jer ako imamo dovoljno svjetlosti u umu, onda mrak nestaje.
If you want to make the mind your friend and practice these spiritual things, it's very good to get up early in the morning.
Ako želite učiniti svoj um prijateljem, da se bavi duhovnim stvarima, onda je jako dobro ustati rano ujutro.
Because the morning time is the best time for spiritual concentration.
Jer jutarnje vrijeme je najbolje vrijeme za duhovnu koncentraciju.
It's also the mode of goodness.
Također to je guna vrline.
Then if you want to be happy and light in your mind, practice good association with devotees.
Ako želite biti
Haru Sangha.
Ako želite biti sretni i lagani u umu, onda morate prakticirati dobro društvo, Sadhu Sangha.
Have a devotee friend.
Imate prijatelja Bhaktu.
With whom you can discuss deep.
S kojim možete razgovarati duboko.
Then you will feel very much happiness in the mind.
Onda ćete osjetiti puno sreće u umu.
Sometimes when the mind is not very, when it's confused, it's good to practice a little solitude.
Ponekad kada je um malo uznemiren, konfuzan, onda je dobro da se malo usamimo.
So, you know, have a few hours just for you.
Da imamo nekoliko sati samo za nas.
Not for sleeping.
Ne za spavanje.
But, you know, for practicing spiritual life alone.
Ne za spavanje, nego da sami prakticiramo duhovni život.
On Sangatan, we can sit somewhere in the, you know, on the bench and read or think.
U Sangatanu, recimo, možemo tići neku klupu i sami čitati i razmišljati.
If you cannot think on your own, if you are so, you know, if when you start to think, you are just losing yourself in the desert, then better read or hear a tape. But you know, the principle is to practice a little solitude. Krishna describes this as one as the, of the aspects of developing knowledge.
Ako ne možete baš razmišljati sami od sebe, jer se gubite previše, onda bolje čitati nešto ili slušati kazetu. Ali uglavnom princip je da se malo usamimo. I Krishna kaže sam da je to povoljno za duhovni život.
Then to be peaceful in the mind, practice praying to Krishna.
I da bi bili mirni u umu, treba prakticirati moljenje, molitve prema Krishni.
Or do sometimes bhajan.
Ili ponekad učinite bhajane.
Take a pair of cardles and just sing Krishna Kirtana Gananata Naparo.
Yes, uzmite jedan par karatala i počnite pjevati Krishna Kirtan.
This will help you very much.
Počnem puno pomoći s harmonijom.
And then have every day a study program.
I svaki dan trebamo imati jedan postojani program.
A man or a woman who does not regularly think noble thoughts, you know, or high thoughts, he will become a brute and primitive.
Čovjek ili žena koji svakodnevno ne razmišlja nekim plemenitim razmišljanjima, uzvišenim mislima, on postaće brutalni s vremenom.
Then, I'll just say, will become very groovy, groovy. Then, from time to time, see, are you actually making advancement?
S vremena vreme pogledajte, da li uistinu radi napredak?
Also, you should learn to control emotions like anger or lust. Pohlepo.
Također trebamo učiti kontrolirati emocije kao što su ljutnja i pohlepa.
When you see that your anger runs just like an angry dog after some thought, just get it back.
Ako primetite da vaša ljutnja trči poput ljutog psa za nekom misli, odmah je vratite poput psa.
If you think badly about someone, you must control this. This is not very good for your development.
Ako počnete misliti ružno o nekome, odmah morate to kontrolirati, to nije dobro za duhovni.
Then every day think of doing something good for others.
Svaki dan razmišljate o tome da napravite nešto dobro za druge.
Have you done something good for others?
Razmišljate, da li sam danas učinio nešto dobro za druge?
Have you given someone a sweet?
Da li sam dao nekom slatkiš?
A better is a book.
I još bolje knjigu.
Or have you just lived for yourself?
Ili sam samo živio za sebe?
A person who is selfish and only in his own little world is not a fully developed human being.
Osoba koja je samo za sebe u svom malom svijetu nije u potpunosti razvijeno ljudsko biće.
Then a very important principle to practice for your mind is to practice humility.
Jako korisna stvar za praksu uma je prakticiranje poniznosti.
If you have a low class man and give him a little responsibility, immediately he is becoming like a tyrant.
Ako imate nekog niskog lošeg čovjeka kojem dajete neku malu odgovornost, on se odmah naduva i postane poput nekog.
But a man who has, you know, you can see this in the you know, when you meet these embassy people.
No, ljudi kao
you want to get a visa into Germany or wherever.
Ti ljudi, odnesite ljudi kao recimo ambasadori kad trebate dobiti vizu za Njemačku ili nešto.
I mean, you have a passport where you don't need a visa, but if you have a Indian passport, for instance, or they give you these small, teeny little people in the embassy, think they are, you know, like the German king, you know, they can control you.
Mi koji imamo naše hrvatske pasoše, mi možemo bez vize ići u Njemačku, ali recimo ako ste na primjer Indijac, onda taj jedan mali beznačajni činovnik u Njemačkoj vladi misli da je kralj Njemačke i Indijce.
A low class man, if you give him responsibility, he will become puffed up.
Čovjek niske vrste, ako mu date odgovornost neku, on će se jako naduvat odmah.
But a high class person, he will always be very, very humble.
Osoba više klase će uvijek biti vrlo, vrlo ponizna.
Our devotees must develop this humility.
Naše bhakti treba razviti tu poniznost.
That humility is next to love of Godhead.
Poniznost je odmah do ljubavi prema Bogu.
Because someone who is humble recognizes himself as the tinsivini eternal servant of Krishna.
Jer onaj koji je ponizan, on prepoznaje sebe kao malog beznačajnog slugu Krishne.
You should learn tolerance of others.
Trebamo naučiti to biti tolerantni prema drugima.
It is said, a cuckoo becomes beautiful by his nice singing. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Kukavica postaje lijepa sa svojim pjevanjem kuku.
A woman is beautiful by her eyes.
Žena je lijepa sa svojim očima.
A man is beautiful by his knowledge, not his muscles.
Muškarac je lijep sa svojim znanjem, ne sa svojim mišićima.
And if devotee is beautiful because he can forgive others.
A bhakta je divan jer može oprostiti drugima.
Yeah, oprostiti means forgive. And the third and the other quality is Actually, we had this already. So then, now a very important point which Krishna brings forth in the fourth chapter is that a man in knowledge who is on the spiritual path, he sees everywhere the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
vrlo važna poanta koja Krišna iznosi u četvrtom poglavlju je da čovjek od znanja vidi svugdje vrhunsku božansku osobu.
In this way he is always happy.
Na taj način on je uvijek sretan.
He says, and Gopal is Krishna, Sri Ram is Krishna, and Tito is Krishna.
On kaže, u Gopalu je Krishna, u Sri Ramu je Krishna, u Titu je Krishna.
And what is the Billy Clinton is Krishna.
U Billy Clintonu je isto Krishna.
Everywhere. Krishna is present everywhere.
Krishna je prisutan svugdje.
And whatever happens, that is meant as a lesson for me.
I što god se dogodi, to je samo lekcija za nas.
Finally, a devotee is always surrendered to Krishna's plan.
Konačno, bhakta postane uvijek predan Krishna's planu.
And he learns to be everywhere thinking of Krishna.
I on uči da... A što činiti sa riječima?
Speak the truth, no laž.
Govori istinu, ne laži.
Always we must speak the truth.
Uvijek moramo se govoriti istinu.
Even if it's sometimes heavy.
Čak i ako je ponekad teško.
Sometimes we want to speak just laž. We are instinctively attracted to speak lies.
Ponekad volimo govoriti laži, mi smo instinktivno privučeni sa lažima.
But that pollutes the mind.
Ali to zagađuje um.
Speak Krishna kata.
Govori Krishna kata.
Don't speak so much nonsense.
Nemojte pričati puno gluposti.
Then you should never hurt someone with your words.
Sljedeće, nikad ne treba povrediti nekoga sa svojim riječima.
This is something which I have to learn because I'm sometimes being so heavy. You should never hurt someone with your words.
Ne trebamo nikoga povrediti sa svojim riječima.
Also not in thoughts.
Također ne niti sa mislima.
Oh, I wish this guy is hanged by the next chetnik. You know, this is not good.
A ja želim da ovog tipa objesi prvi četnik. To nije dobro.
It's very bad.
Jako loše.
Then, be friendly towards others.
I drugo, treba biti prijateljski prema svima.
I remember Prabhupada giving such a nice example about this.
Sjećam se kako je Prabhupada dao lijepi primjer u vezi toga.
He was going every day to a morning walk in some park and he saw every day on the edge of the park there was a person parked in the car who was very morose.
Sjećam se Prabhupada je svaki dan išao šetnju u jedan park i svaki dan bi primijetio da na rubu tog parka je bio parkiran jedan auto i u tom autu je bilo jedna osoba koja je bila jako mrzovoljna.
So after 3 days he went over to him.
Nakon 3 dana še Prabhupada je prišao njemu.
And he asked him to get down his window.
I rekao mu da spusti staklo, prozor.
Then Prabhupada said to him, good morning.
I mu je Prabhupada rekao, dobro jutro.
And this person just began beaming like the rising sun.
I ta osoba je koda je osvanula, koda je sunce osvanulo njemu.
Thank you, good morning. Thank you, you know. His life was saved. He looked like that.
On je rekao, hvala vam, dobro jutro, hvala vam. Kao da je njegov život bio spašen s tim.
Be friendly to people.
Treba biti prijateljski prema ljudima.
Vrindavan Purandana, our devotee in Switzerland, was telling a little story about this.
Vrindavan Purandana, naš bhakta iz Švicarske, je pričao priču u vezi toga.
He went into a parking house once, and there was a man in a very big American car.
On je otišao u zgradu za parkiranje i došao do čovjeka koji je sjedio u velikom američkom autu.
And Vrindavan wanted to give him a book, but this man looked so depressed, he said, no. No.
Thank you.
Vrindavan mu je htio dati knjigu, ali taj čovjek je bio toliko depresivan, samo je govorio, a, ne mogu, neću.
So Vrindavan gave him just a cookie with the address of our farm, Nandagram.
I Vrindavan mu je dao samo jedan cookie sa adresom našeg hrama, Nandagram.
Nandagram is a farm which we have in the south of Switzerland.
Nandagram je, je farma koju mi imamo na jugu Švicarske.
So this man was, thank you. He was totally amazed.
Taj čovjek je govorio, hvala, bio je tako zapanjen.
So after half a year,
i nakon pola godine,
it was at the end of the Sunday feast,
bio je kraj Sunday feasta,
a huge American car came and drove right on the parking place of Nandagram.
Na kraju Sunday feasta ogrom američki auto je došao i parkirao
and
se.
A big Mercedes Jeep came after it.
I veliki Mercedes Jeep je došao nakon toga.
And all these big cars.
I svi veliki automobili za njim.
So this man, big man, the same man came and said, I want to speak to Vrindi.
I onda je taj veliki bogati čovjek izašao iz auta i rekao, želim razgovarati sa Vrindijem.
And his whole family was coming behind him. You know, all with šminka and with leather clothes, all this very rich Swiss.
Velikim automobilima je bio ostatak obitelji, svi uređeni u koži, jako bogata švicarska obitelj.
Yes. So they all sat on the table and they ate prasadam and they were very happy.
Svi su sjeli za stol i častili su puno prasadama, bili jako sretni.
And then the wife of this rich man said to Vrindavan Purandana, do you know what you saved the life of my mush?
Onda je supruga tog čovjeka rekla Vrindavan Purandari, da li ti znaš da si ti spasio život moje mužu?
Mužo, yes. Because on that day he wanted to climb up the parking house and jump with his big head, on the ground.
Jer taj dan on je planirao da se popne na vrh toga parking zgrade i da sa svojom velikom glavom se baci dole.
But because you gave him the cookie, his life was saved.
Ali budući da sam ti dao taj cookie, kolač, njegov život je spašen.
Yes, said the big man. And therefore I want to give you 100 Swiss francs.
I onda je potvrdio bogati čovjek, rekao je da, to je istina, i zato ti hoću dati 100 švicarskih franaka.
This is a Swiss mentality. He should have given a few million Swiss francs, but
to je švicarski mentalitet. On bi trebao dati par miliona švicarskih franaka, on dao samo 100.
Anyways, you can see, be friendly to others.
To vi vidite iz tog primjera, trebamo biti prijateljski prema drugima.
So these are rules for you.
To su dakle pravila za vas, za nas.
But the most important rule is to chant Krishna's name always.
Ali najvažnije pravilo da pijamo Krishna ime uvijek.
And think of him always.
Da mislimo o njemu uvijek.
Then these other rules will help you to become happy devotees, free from the influence of Maya.
I onda ove ostala pravila će vam pomoći da budete sretni bhakte, slobodni od utjecaja Maya.
So I hope that this can be one day written down. It's a collection of points from the different holy scripture books like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and the Nectar of Instruction, and I hope you have gotten some valuable instructions here.
Ja se nadam da će jedan dan biti ovo napisano. To je kolekcija instrukcija iz svetih spisa Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita i Ambrozije Preznosti, i nadam se da ste dobili neku obrobit od slušanja tih instrukcija.
Don't forget, our goal of life should be to become happy and energetic devotees of Krishna.
Ne zaboravite da je cilj našeg života da postanemo sretni i energetični bhakte Krishne.
So do you have any questions regarding these points?
Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi tih poanti? Said one lecture before that when someone starts spiritual life, he naturally feels aversion to associate with materialistic person, and sometimes this becomes trouble in sankirtan because we sometimes relate to people as dirty karmis, and how to overcome this problem and like this.
That's a very nice question.
Vrlo lijepo pitanje.
If you just see the material qualities of the conditioned souls, you naturally will not like to associate with them.
Ako vidite samo materijalne kvalitete neke svjetovne osobe, onda se prirodno nećete željeti družiti sa njim.
But you can see their spiritual qualities.
Ali možete vidjeti i njegove duhovne kvalitete.
Try to think, oh, these are part and parcels of Krishna.
Pokušajte razmišljati da je on dio djevič Krišne.
That is the vision of a wise man, Pandita Samadarshinaha.
To je vizija mudrog čovjeka, Pandita.
Today, when we were doing Harinam Sankirtan,
danas kad smo radili Harinam Sankirtan,
I was trying to practice this.
Ja sam pokušavao prakticirati to.
It was so nice to look at the people.
Bilo je tako lijepo gledati ljude.
Everywhere spirit souls.
Svugdje je duhovne duše.
As far as the eye can look.
Dokle god oko doseže.
One becomes very happy.
Osoba postaje jako sretna.
These people are my brothers.
Ti ljudi su moja braća.
But they have forgotten.
Ali oni su to zaboravili.
So let me try to remind them.
Ajde da pokušam da ih podsjetim na to.
Some of these brothers and sisters are just so covered with ignorance that they cannot relate with me.
Neki od moje braće i sestra su toliko prekriveni da ne mogu imati odnos, ne mogu razumjeti.
But I will at least try to be friendly towards them.
Ja ću najmanju ruku pokušati biti prijateljski prema njima.
And hope that one day they will be able to take a piece of book.
I nadam se da će jednog dana biti htjeti uzeti jednu knjigu od mene.
Mm-hmm. See, you have to, Sundarananda, it is your choice to either see things materially or spiritually.
Sundarananda, to je tvoj izbor da li ćeš prihvatiti stvari spiritualno ili duhovno, vidjeti stvari.
It's your choice.
To je tvoj izbor.
You should practice with Pandita Samadarshinaha.
Trebaš prakticirati Pandita Samadarshinaha.
That's very important.
To je vrlo važno.
Now you might say, okay, the Chetnik is a pure spiritual soul, but what does this mean practically?
Sad neko može reći, okay, Chetnik je duhovna duša, što to znači praktično?
He wants to make a garland of ears somehow.
On hoće napraviti vijenac s nečim ušima.
I mean, these people are so crazy.
Ti ljudi su toliko ludi.
So, Prabhupada has given the instruction, although a devotee knows that a tigre is also a spirit soul, he doesn't embrace it.
Prabhupada daje instrukciju, iako Bhakta zna da je tigar duhovna duša, on ga neće grliti.
Some conditioned souls are just so much controlled by passion and ignorance that it's best to avoid contact with them.
Neke uvjetovane duše su toliko pod kontrolom neznanja i strasti da je najbolje da izbjegavamo njihovo društvo.
But still, a devotee understands. They're so much controlled by modes of ignorance and passion. But they are spirit souls.
Bhakta zna da su svata bića duhovne duše, ali su toliko jako pod kontrolom sila neznanja i strasti.
Once I was in Beograd and I wanted to see a real Chetnik, so Guneshwara said, okay, let's go.
Jedan put sam bio u Beogradu i poželio sam vidjeti pravog Četnika. I Guneshwara je rekao, okay, idemo.
But better go with, let us go with the Kirtan, it's safer.
Ali onda je rekao, ajde da idemo sa Kirtanom, to je sigurnije.
So we took the Kirtan down to the end of the road.
I onda smo zajedno sa Kirtanom, sa grupom otišli na kraj puta.
Where they were standing.
Gdje su oni stajali.
And as soon as this one guy saw us, he was spitting. I've never seen someone spitting so fast, and so far, you know, like 50 meters, it's not possible, but 30 meters, I mean, I was amazed.
Čim smo se mi približili, jedan od tipova tamo, tih četnika koji nas je vidio, je tako nevjerovatno pljunuo od 30 metara da to nisam nikad vidio prije.
I mean, it was like you could immediately bring him into the German circus, you know, and you know.
Tako izgledalo, mogli ste ga odmah odvesti u njemački cirkus, bio bi senzacija.
And he just looked as if next moment he would take a gun and shoot us all.
I sljedeći moment on izgledao kao će sad uzeti pušku i sve nas popucati, to ubijat.
And I was thinking, oh, this is very interesting.
Ja sam razmišljao, ovo je vrlo interesantno.
He's very much controlled by the material nature, but he's also a spirit soul.
Mislio sam, to je vrlo interesantni slučaj. Jako je pod kontrolom sila prirode, ali je također duhovna duša.
There is a certain programming of passion in his psyche.
Postoji jedno izvjesno programiranje strasti u njegovoj psihologiji.
So better we turn around and go another direction.
Stoga je bolje da se okrenemo i da krenemo u suprotnom pravcu.
So this is how you can practically apply the philosophy.
To je kako praktično primjenjuješ filozofiju.
Kaj valja pa ti? Enthusiasm, yes. This will be the last question so that we don't lose our enthusiasm for the lecture.
Hoće mi zadnje pitanje da ne izgubimo naš entuzijazm za lekciju, a pitanje je entuzijazma.
How to always keep enthusiasm? Yeah.
Pitanje je kako biti uvijek entuzijastičan. Duhovni život je kao surfanje na oceanu, idemo gore i dole stalno.
Prabhupada kaže, there are sources of your of enthusiasm.
Prabhupada kaže, postoje izvori entuzijazma.
You must avoid the mode of ignorance, Kavaljapati.
Moraš izbjeći utjecaj gune neznanja, Kavaljapati.
Rise early in the morning.
Ustani rano jutro.
Keep the four regulative principles always in mind.
Drži četiri regulativna principa uvijek u umu.
Keep strong association.
Održavaj snažno druženje.
Have good goals, fields in your spiritual life.
Moraš imati čvrsti cilj u svom duhovnom životu.
And control your body, mind and words.
Kontroliraj svoje tijelo, um i riječi.
Then you will be enthusiastic.
Hoćeš biti entuzijastičan s tome.
See, the guidelines which we have discussed this evening are all to help you to get and to maintain your enthusiasm.
Ove vodeće uputstva koje smo večeras govorili su za to da te učine i održe entuzijazam.
And distribute many tickets so that we can have the most wonderful concert here in Zagrebu.
je podijelio jako puno karata, tako da možemo imati najdivniji koncert ovdje u Zagrebu.
I can guarantee you, if this concert becomes a success, we will be enthusiastic like for 1 year without problem.
Ja ti garantiram, ako ovaj koncert bude uspješan, mi ćemo bez problema biti entuzijašćeni sljedeću godinu dana.
You can't imagine how enthusiastic you become if you see 8,000 people dancing Hare Krishna.
Ne možeš ni zamisliti koliko postoješ entuzijašćen kad vidiš 8,000 ljudi kako pjevaju i plešu Hare Krishna.
We need a lot, we'll need a lot of incense so that it doesn't smell so much.
Trebat ćemo jako puno incensa da ne miris neće biti previše
znojiti. We will become, because when people, so many people dance, you know, everything leaves their body, you know, or the smoke and the meat and so on.
Kad toliko puno ljudi pleše, one tema taj oštri miris, različite stvari napuštaju tijelo, dim i ostalo.
But you will be so enthusiastic to see that.
Ali svi ćemo biti vrlo entuzijastični da vidimo to.
How may I know how much is this? Now, did ticket distribution go better today?
Mogu znam kako ide ovo.
Same?
Pa je danas bilo bolje, isto.
Same, huh? Same?
Isto, ko jučer.
Little better. What? 200 we did today. Okay, so I think we can end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.